Hey everybody, I'm not at 100% today. I thought about whether to share this with you or simply to pull out some previous content and throw on some makeup and carry on with my video and post, but I decided that I'm just living life like everybody else. I've got ups and downs, good times, challenging times, and I felt okay about sharing all of this with you. Today, I want to share with you the benefits of going through a challenging time. I don't feel good, but I know why. I have recently undergone some necessary medical intervention, and while everything went extremely well, there's a period of recuperation, naturally. And yeah, I don't feel good physically, and I am less than par emotionally. My discomfort comes from not being at 100%. I'm not used to anything less. Right now, I'm vacillating somewhere between unrealistically holding myself accountable to be at 100% all the time and listening to my friends and professionals and providers all tell me to take my deserved time, to allow myself some time to heal. And I find myself in the very intersections where I encounter so many of my clients. I am simply ill at ease. My inner critic, my commentary, my running dialogue with myself, and my press release to other people has been about my realization that I'm walking my talk. Yep, I'm talking about what I dish out, but there's more than this. The newer, miraculous part to me is that I'm learning in all of this. In truth, it's not easy for me to accept help. It's not easy for me to ask for help. I am so doggedly independent. Always have been, ever since I was a little kid. And yet, I'm having to do two things here recently that are alien to me: to ask for help and to accept that help. Now I'm telling myself, if this all seems familiar, Nancy, it's because you've been at this intersection many times, except it's been with patients and their loved ones. Now the shoe's on the other foot. But all in all, I think this is a good thing for me. There have been a lot of good things that have occurred recently and for which I'm very grateful. As a solo ager and somebody who recently relocated, that meant I had to establish a whole new medical provider team and build that team so as to guide and serve me through this treatment and recuperation. Now that is a win. I've had an outpouring from concerned friends and professionals, and man, am I grateful for that. Didn't ask for it, but it sure was good when it got here. I hear you. I'm accepting your well wishes, and I'm grateful to learn that I can. But there's more. I've been able to walk my talk relative to revisiting my advance directives. You see, I had a short stay in a hospital and overnight for observation, and that meant I had to refamiliarize myself with what that meant in terms of cost and insurance-wise, understanding what's going to be covered and what, if any, financial responsibilities there would be so early into a calendar year with its deductibles. So I got clear on that. Another task was to revisit my designations for healthcare power of attorney and to update those people, kind of bring them into the loop as to my treatment plans. I was able to revisit my legal documents and utilize some contingency planning. As it turns out, one of my healthcare agents would be out of the country when I was having treatment, and that was an opportunity. I see it as such to have quality conversation with my alternate healthcare agent. I could talk about what my preferences and plans were. I used him as a sounding board and for support, and that felt good, having done that and having held that. It continues to feel good because the follow-up is continuing. Now, the over-preparer in me, the patient advocate part of me. I had a bit of a field day with both revisiting my power of attorney documents, my code status, the DNR form, and my supportive tool called the Five Wishes document. For those of you who may be unfamiliar with Five Wishes, it's a booklet that teaches you to think and decide and document what your wishes would be if you're unable to speak for yourself. This booklet is one terrific tool, and it does its job for me in many ways. First, it's a thinking tool, and it makes me think about what would I want if I were unable to speak for myself, if I became incapacitated. And in this case, I could revisit that document that I filled out years ago, and I could confirm or deny or edit as was needed ahead of the game. And there's some power and peace in that all rolled up into one. The Five Wishes document also serves as a documentation tool for my wishes, and it could, if I wanted it to, serve as a power of attorney document were I to have that notarized. Thirdly, it's a terrific talking tool. It's kind of in a Q&A format, and it allows me to state and document and share my wishes, most especially with my agent with healthcare power of attorney. Lastly, it serves me as a teaching tool for this patient advocate. When I'm in education mode, it encourages thought, documentation, conversation all around my healthcare wishes. Another confirmation that this is a good time, a learning time, a good thing for me, a feel-good indicator, I called it, is that all this action and thought and treatment and recuperation, it seems in sync with me. It seems to be every bit in keeping with my two favorite mantras. And you may know those to be out of the problem and into the solution. It's kind of like where I want to hang out. And the second mantra is we can all have a say about how things will go and where we'll end up. So as a result, I've been able to have solid conversations all along with my providers and the people that are important to me. To prepare for treatment and hospitalization, I also created a face sheet, Nancy Ruffner face sheet. And it was a document which provided at a glance information to the folks that were on my team and that are important to me. It held the provider, the procedure, the location, and my healthcare agent with power of attorney prominently displayed at the top, and the contact information from all of them. It also cited the location of my permanent legal documents in my home. Happens to be the top drawer of the file cabinet right here. And I even left a copy of the face sheet up on my PC. I know that was overkill. I had already made sure that my advance directives were scanned into the hospital system. I provided those to the GP. And when a provider's office called me a few days ahead of time about something else, I took a moment and had them look that up in the MyChart system for the hospital that my GP and hospital all share. And I had them locate it and read that back to me. So I know that it could be located if needed during my surgical treatment and beyond. So another copy of that went with me to the hospital in my pocketbook, my bag, my hospital bag. And I also presented my friend with it who so skillfully transported me that day for treatment. And I gave her a copy of that so that she'd be in the loop. And then she stepped in to become the point person. As the treatment went on, the surgical team and recovery team could keep up with her, and then she could fan out that information to my important people. So the face sheet was a helpful tool and a good recovery tool because it provided me with peace of mind. I knew my team was informed. I knew I had done everything that I needed to do, but the copies went to everybody, and I was able to then quickly assume the reins again when I came into recovery. There's been a certain congruency in my recent course of events. I felt congruency and wholeness rather than any kind of dissonance. What I was doing felt right and not off kilter. That no stone unturned feeling really brought me some peace of mind and a little bit of honor, if truth be told. I was taking the right action. I was involving the right people. I was able to have really frank conversations about my wishes and my care. And by doing so, I reaped the benefits of creating this team of professional and personal support for me. I built a team comprised of the people with whom I could freely ask questions and also receive straight answers. So I'm not 100% today, and that's okay. This is the stuff that life is made of, and in the long run, all this will be relegated to a medical event in 2023, a blip on my radar screen, if you will. The powerful part is how it has and continues to be teaching me to take care of myself and to both ask for help and accept help. Those are huge life lessons for me, and ones that I apparently needed. I'm glad I'm a work in progress. I've also have a satisfaction in knowing that I handled everything super responsibly. I know that I did my part to bring about that best outcome that we healthcare practitioners so often talk about. I'm not 100%, but I feel good about what's occurred and what I've done, and I feel like I'm going to be 110% pretty soon. Part of me wants to tell you to look out, watch out, brace yourselves. I'll be back. But living and living life and learning. Doing what this soloager should do, building my team stuff, planning and backup planning, seeing things as a patient advocate and now as the patient, but also talking about it. Y'all know that communication is everything to me, and I want everybody in healthcare to get the care that I want everybody to get the healthcare that they deserve, and get that best outcome. And I guess I'm part of that. I'm not 100%, but I feel great about what has occurred and what lies ahead. I'm grateful for where I am and the lessons that I'm learning. Heading into next month, April, I'll be talking more about advanced directives as we approach NHDD, National Healthcare Decision Day. It's April 16th every year, and it's a day that we focus on getting our legal ducks in a row relative to our advanced directives. That means giving some thought about what we want. And who will speak for us if we can opt? It means putting our wishes in writing and holding those ever important conversations with those that we've designated as part of our team. This is important for everyone to do, especially a solo ager. So we're gonna talk more about having that say about how things will go and where we'll end up. This stuff is very empowering. It's honorable, and it's every bit a gift to ourselves and the people that care for us. And as you'll see more of that, I'm on the mend, not quite 100%, but I assume we'll be at 100, 110. It's my prediction. I appreciate everybody traveling with me, and wish you all happy pursuit of your best outcome. Thanks, everybody.